Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. This is episode 5. It's good to have you along with me today. I am about 8 minutes into one of the 50-minute, what I call rest runs this week. Of course, this week I'm on the fourth week of the cycle, four-week cycle, which I generally use when I'm just running, maintaining a base, that type of thing. Although this past run a couple days back, that 50 minute run, I'm not Dirt Dog, I don't do 50 milers, and more power to him, and all you guys, all you women who do that. But anyway, the 50 minute run this past, 2 days ago, I ran faster than I typically would at training pace, because if you're running less time, less miles, then certainly it's a good idea, even if you're maintaining your fitness, good idea to throw in some faster running. Could be intervals, it could be repeats, it could be hill work, fartlek, things like that. But anyway, I just ran most of that run a little faster than I typically would, and I felt good. I really felt well. So today we're running the 50-minute run again, and I'm not going to go terribly fast today, because not that I go terribly fast anytime, but it's hard to talk whenever you're running beyond a conversational pace. It is it's about 20 minutes to 7. I had an early morning appointment here in High Point. I'm actually running in High Point after the appointment, early appointment. I actually drive the car to a spot close by and have my shorts on under my pants already, and have all my other gear in the bag in the car. And so basically finished getting ready right there in the car, and when I get done and stretch, we will towel off and get our clothes back on. So, don't tell my coworkers. But it really, if I'm going to run on these types of mornings, it's really difficult for me to do what I need to do to get back home, to run, get ready, and get back to the office. So this way is a little more relaxing. This way is a little more at ease. So it's more comfortable. I told Cindy this morning that I would not be home for breakfast. I'll grab a bite somewhere today. This course that I'm on right now is actually in a beautiful part of High Point. Today, so far, the sun is out, of course, and it's pretty cloudy, but the sun's peeking through regular intervals, probably 70 degrees or so. Humidity has gone back up, so I can feel the humidity, and that makes it a little more uncomfortable than it has is on some days, although it's better than it was last night. We had some pretty severe storms in the area, but this morning is partly cloudy, 70, high humidity. I've been running for 12 and a half minutes and my head is already soaked, so you may live in a part of the country or part of the world where heat is a problem. This time of year, very, very difficult for me to run in the later hours of the day. And of course, the purpose is that the heat just takes it out. So you need to be careful in heat. If you're in a warm area, try to go early in the morning, late in the evening. I know some people say, well, it'll build up my tolerance to heat and all if I run midday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I see people doing that. But that's not me. So just a little recommendation based on my experience that may or may not prove helpful. And you probably already knew that. High Point is 150 years old this month. High Point started as a very small place. Still not large, but by any means, but it's a nice, small, southern city. I don't call it a town. To me, a town implies something even smaller. It's a city. The area that I'm running through, Emerywood, is a nice area of town. Some old trees. I'm passing a magnolia right now with several of the big blossoms on it. You can hear the birds singing probably. Running by the country club on, appropriately enough, Country Club Drive. So, but this area is great for running. You have some shade from the sun. Some of the larger houses. It's just a nice part of town. I don't live here, obviously, but people that live here, they're very nice homes, beautiful neighborhoods to get out and walk or run. As a matter of fact, I saw an older lady walking just a couple minutes ago. I'm off of that part of it now, but there was a 5K here in High Point that raised money for the High Point Community Theater called the Break a Leg 5K. I think that might be a play on the theatrical call or whatever, break a leg. Thankfully, no one did break a leg. No one collapsed, passed out that I'm aware of a couple months back. But one of the most beautiful 5K courses I think I've ever run on. Relatively flat, not completely flat. High Point is not flat. Now, we're not hilly like some areas, but the central part of North Carolina is hilly, and you can certainly see that in High Point. There are some good hills in town. I may run one or two of those today, but generally speaking, the course was flat, very beautiful, lined with trees. Staff was great. They had some type of conflict with sponsorship, and they may be running that same race in the fall, which if it's the same course, I would certainly consider doing that again, but we'll have to wait and see. Okay, for the week, I've just had the one 50-minute run, 50 minutes today, and we'll have another one-hour run. Hope your week's going well. Hope your running's going well. Hope you're feeling strong and feeling good and stay in the course. And if you've had a run this week that you didn't feel so great, but you got through it, just remember, you're better off than a lot of people who don't get out and try to take care of themselves or, for whatever reason, cannot get out. So, you're a part of a crowd that is a little bit unusual. All of us who participate in this sport are. The thing I love about running is anybody can do it. It's not like some sports where you have to have a skill at a certain position or be able to catch a ball or throw a ball. Or it's a sport where literally you simply get on your shoes and you head out the door. And if you're able to cover, you know, your distance in a certain amount of minutes, great. If it takes you longer, great. The fact that you actually covered the distance is what's significant. So, we are glad to be with you today. I did want to just mention something to you. I am considering cross training a little bit to hopefully add to the running fitness. We're not talking anything heavy here, remember. I'm a 3-day a week runner. But I am thinking of slowly, and that's the key phrase, you've heard me say it and you'll hear me say it a lot, slowly adding in a couple days a week bike ride on a stationary bike, not bike on the road, because I have a nice stationary bike that really needs more use. So let me know your thoughts on that, and still on the half marathon. I would appreciate your thoughts on that as well. All right, we want to talk today a little bit about beginning a running program or restarting a running program, or why we run, why I run. I just plan to share a little bit of my experience in that regard, and we look forward to hearing about your experience as well. So we're going to take a break here, and remember that today is really the only day we're promised. And we want to get out there and seize it, take advantage of it. And I hope your day is going great. But this is the day we've been given, and it's totally up to me to decide what I'm going to make of it, what kind of attitude I'm going to have, how I'm going to respond, how I'm going to behave, how I'm going to act toward others. It's totally up to me. So we will be back in just a few minutes. Hang tight. We'll see you again in just a couple of minutes.
You how to feel. today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today.
All right. Good morning. Hey. Okay, we are continuing to run. Welcome back. I had an email from Christy, and Christy is actually someone who has run in the past and gotten out of it. Christy's got a couple of kids, busy life, husband, all those things. And Christy had listened to the podcast and sent me a very encouraging email, and basically wanted me to know that that would help her to begin running again. Good morning. And so I am thankful for that. If we are able to help anyone to run, I'm certainly glad for that experience. But I want to take just a couple of minutes and just share with you about a couple of things related to running and beginning running, restarting running, whatever the case might be. And that is simply that if I can encourage someone to pick it up, restart it, that's really what I want to do. I'm not a front of the pack runner, not necessarily a back of the pack, but definitely a mid-packer. And I think my gift would be to encourage someone as they run. I'm not here to tell you how to be faster, although we may talk a little bit about some of that stuff eventually. I'm not here to tell you how to improve your 5K, 10K, marathon, whatever. Mainly I'm here just to run along with you, give you a nudge, maybe a kick. We all need a kick once in a while, don't we? And to help you to keep going and continue on this path. So when I get an email like that, that reminds me, hey, that's really what this podcast is about. And hey, it's really what running is about. And it's what this running community is about. And again, it's a two-way street. If I get feedback from you, that helps me know what areas to touch on, what you may need to hear, or want to hear, rather. What would be helpful to hear is a better way to put it. So, Christy, thank you for the email. And, again, that's what it's all about. Okay. Why did I start running? Well, I told you last episode some background on me. I'm not going to get into that. You've already heard that. If you haven't, go back to episode 4 and you can hear some about my background, what initially got me going. And when I started running again almost a year ago, I've been through a cycle in my life where I would run for a few months, maybe run a race, and then I would turn around and lose out on that because I would stop. Life would get busy, whatever. And so when I made up my mind to start running again this past, it's been about a year, there were some things that encouraged me to do that. Things which hopefully I think would apply to you as well. You can ask yourself these questions. I wanted to feel better physically. I weighed 191 pounds several years ago. Lost the weight. A little bit of it had crept back up on me. And so after I started running last time, went back to Weight Watchers. Give a shout out for Weight Watchers. I'm here to tell you, Weight Watchers works. You you work the program, you're going to lose weight, you're going to keep it off. And so, in order to maintain the weight loss and get off a few that I had gained, I went back to Weight Watchers and I started running again. And so I lost about 20 pounds a year ago. And at the moment, I'm the lightest I've been probably since high school. Don't want to lose any more, but I feel better physically. And aside from maintaining weight, the running also just made me feel better physically regardless of my weight. And it'll do the same for you. Don't wait until you get down to a certain size to start running. You don't have to get down to a certain size to start running. Just begin that process. Physically, I felt better. And of course, the weight management. I have found out in my experience, and you probably have, that exercise is the missing key in so many weight management programs, weight loss or management. Because we feel like, hey, if I can just stop eating as many calories, then I will lose weight. And that's, theoretically, that's true. You take in less calories, you're going to lose weight if you burn more. And that's where the exercise comes in, where the running comes in. Whenever you exercise, you do a couple of things. First, you obviously are creating a caloric deficit. In other words, let's say you go eat a Big Mac. And I don't know, a Big Mac's 500 or 600 calories, probably 25 grams of fat. Well, you can deprive yourself by dieting or cutting out, which probably wouldn't be a bad idea anyway. But just think, if you can add a 5-mile run to that, burn about 100 calories a mile. So 5 miles, regardless of how fast you go, you should burn about 500 calories. That's a good thing to keep in mind. Every mile you cover, you're going to burn about 100 calories approximately. That's approximate. So you can see quickly how that benefit adds up. It helps me manage my weight. Weight might not be a problem for you, but there's a good chance that it is a problem, and that helps in that sense. Another way that it helps us is by revving up our metabolism, so that morning again, so that whenever we are actually not exercising, you're burning more calories. By the way, you can throw in some really cool wind sprints, something like that, on your next run, and that will give you increased calorie burn during the run, of course, but also at the end of it. It will help you to burn more of those calories, because when you stop running sprints like that, or not sprints, but surges or whatever, it's like heating an oven, throwing in another log in a fireplace, and that's what it does for you. So it decreases our calories, or rather it creates a calorie deficit, and secondly, it revs up our metabolism. Even when you're sleeping, your body's going to be burning more calories if you're exercising. And also, you're going to feel better as you maintain your weight. Another big issue with me that running does, and I'm going to be wrapping up here in just a couple more minutes. Running helps me mentally, and I know it helps you mentally. It doesn't matter what problems I'm experiencing, what difficulties I'm facing. Running after a run, I come back home, whatever, and all of a sudden those problems don't seem quite so big anymore. Those issues aren't quite as significant anymore. Maybe you've experienced a runner's high. It's where you run for so long and you feel like you can just keep going. You sort of settle into a gear of comfortable, as Dr. Sheehan used to say. Set the dial on comfortable and just run. And I remember one of his best quotes, George Sheehan, is that he said, "The first hour is for my head, my body. The second hour is for my head." That's a great quote. Doesn't mean you gotta get out and run 2 hours, but you get the idea. It helps you mentally. If you run late in the day, it helps unwind. It helps relax. Gives you a change of pace. And if you run in the morning, which I do generally, it helps me to unwind. You know what? I need to cross this road right here. I almost missed my turn. It helps me to unwind, to settle my mind for the day. And plus, it helps me to know that I've already done what I should have done for my body and for my head, so to speak. So it helps mentally as well, which of course means emotionally. Now, I remember years ago when running would cure everything. I remember years ago when we were told that you can eat all the junk you want, and you can abuse your body with calories and things of that nature. It didn't matter. Running would keep you from ever getting sick, ever having heart disease, all those things. Well, Jim Fix showed us that was not true. But I want to tell you, it will make the quality of your life much better. So, and that is definitely a good thing. So those are the reasons that I run, not counting to get away from home or office or whatever for a little bit. As I run through this neighborhood this morning, I'm reminded of the birds, and I've seen several squirrels. I hear a crow. I see the roses blooming, periwinkles. It's just great to be alive. It's great to be out. And I'm thankful every day that I have the opportunity to get out and run, because so many people don't, and so many are not able. And my heart goes out to those folks who have that limitation. But thankfully, at this point in life, I don't. Hopefully you don't. So just take advantage of it. Okay. We finished up that run. I've just finished. Ran about 50 minutes and 30 seconds. I usually try to run a negative split if I can. It's not that critical that I do, but it's just something I try to do. One of the things I always do is, like just now, when I hit 25 minutes, which is halfway, I'll usually go a minute and a half longer and then turn around. That way, hopefully, I'm running the second half faster than the first. And you know, when you get warmed up, that's really not that big of a deal for anybody. You first get started, you're a little gimpy, your body needs to get warm. So, all right, we finished this one up. Got a 60-minute run coming up a little bit later in the week. But I just want to say thank you for joining me today as we talked about reasons why we run. You've got your own reasons. Send me an email on that. Go to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Send me an email on that. Why do you run? One of the things that I didn't get into in depth, which I may some other time we've touched on, is it does, and I did touch on it, I think, but running does help me get away from, not get away from, but it has always helped me to deal with the problems in life. As far as it has filled a spot there that some of the relationships have not filled. It's given me purpose, and a lot of things in life give me purpose. My life's vocation gives me purpose, but that's a big reason why I run too. I have a sense of purpose with it, knowing I can improve and hopefully encourage someone else. So anyway, I need to get off here before I start rambling. We will see you next week, Lord willing, and hope your week goes well. Hope your running goes well. And thanks for sharing some of the road with me today. And we'll talk to you later. See ya. That does it for this episode of the 20 Minute Runner. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about items mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at the blog. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment on this week's post or drop me an email. I appreciate you listening and want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts about the program. All of the music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music is provided from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. Detailed information about artists and song titles for all of the music used in this podcast can be found in the show notes. Simply follow the links for this episode. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.